This is Pulse 98.4.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hey, this is Stays from Dream Plume, and when I'm not training my pet warthog Winky to kickbox, I like to listen to Electric Language. Come on, Winky, put your back into it. Oh no.
Everybody, Garbor here with Electrical Language number 184, also being broadcast on Pulse 98.4 Community Radio in East Renfrewshire. So welcome aboard, everybody. I hope you've had a good week. Now, let's see, I'm going to get on with an instrumental, and this is by Armand. They're a band from New York. Thank you. It's the first podcast of the month, it's the first electrical language of the month, and as such it is going to be a longer one. 57 minutes is the target to fit in with the Pulse 98.4 recording schedules. And I understand actually that the last one, electrical language number 181, has been played a number of times up there in East Renfrewshire on Pulse, and you know, various times of day or night, either when they've had a gap in the schedule or whatever. And so I hope up there in East Renfrewshire you're not getting too bored of the sound of my voice. Now let's just tell you about the first two songs there, first two tunes. First of all, Collision by Armand, that it's all clangy guitar-y instrumental. Armand is he's a solo singer musician chappy from Brooklyn in New York, and that was actually recommended to me by Melinda, a listener from Hungary. Regular listeners to Electrical Language will know of Melinda from Sopron in Hungary, and she has actually sent me three of the songs that are being played in today's podcast. So yes, Armand, looking at his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Armond Band, that's Ahmond Band, and the website is www.armond.com. Looks very interesting. I really need to check this guy out. Let's just read a review posted from Big Takeover magazine. And it says, do not judge this album by its cover. It looks like possibly some world beat mystical thing, but the tones of vocals that flow out are tinged with a light Pete Murphy glow. Post Bauhaus, solo style Murphy. And possibly some of that worldly beat comes in with a Dead Can Dance whisper, but the songs seem to be tied to a solid emotional pop bass. A little British sounding, slipping on the David Bowie and Morrissey reference points, although Armand remains Brooklyn based. And then goes on to say there's a great deal of maturity and sophistication about the album. Followed by we went to New Zealand for AMP, AMMP is the name of the band, and Why Won't MySpace Behave? Anyway, the song was called Don't Leave Me Here. I'm just waiting for MySpace to behave itself so that I can tell you more. AMP you can find at myspace.com/AMPNZ, AMMPNZ. And I'm sure they've got a website, but which is www.amp.co.nz. The band members are Andrew Richardson on drums, Matthew Powell guitar, Andy Masseurs, it's an interesting name, Andy Masseurs vocals, and Jason Murphy on bass. They've got a number of songs up on their MySpace page, and I'm trying to see if they've got an album or anything else like that. They've got a number of videos on the MySpace page. The MySpace they've decided to do in one of those things, clever design and graphics, but you can't read them. Tells us they're from Wellington in New Zealand. They're building towards their debut album, so keep an eye out on them, and if I get any more music from them, I'll bring it to you. Now we're going to move on. Melinda sent me three songs, as I said, or three songs that I'm playing in this podcast, because she's actually recommended rather more than three to me in the last few weeks. And we're going to turn to Pennsylvania in the USA to a band called Receiving the Ghost. Now, I've been sent two songs. I couldn't decide which, so I'm going to play them both. One plays into the other anyway, so it's My Heart Breaks, followed by a love song. Receiving the Ghost, they're Letitia Joy on vocals and piano, Brett Ulrich guitar, John Saylor, or Sealer, S-E-I-L-E-R, on bass, and Rusty Fuller on drums. You can find them at myspace.com/receiving the ghost. With a bit more sort of epic production. Yes, this could be a real epic song, like, I don't know, that thing by Tapao, or the one from, what's the Tom Cruise film I'm thinking of? Top Gun, you know, Take My Breath Away. But they haven't quite gone that over the top. Anyway, I've enjoyed listening to these two songs. Let's hear Receiving the Ghost.
Don't know what to do, don't know what to say, because you're killing yourself right in front of me. Wish there was a way for me to get that I'll lose you. I just need Hey.
Now, despite his Hungarian name, Gábor is from the UK, and he happens to produce the Electrical Language podcast, which is a very fine music podcast. Check it out if you have the time and inclination, electricallanguage.wordpress.com. I just want to make it clear that Gábor did not pay me to say that.
The other voice you heard before that last song was Clark Boyd. Clark is presenter of the World's Technology podcast. He's a radio journalist with The World, which is a PRI, Public Radio International, and a BBC World Service co-production. And, The reason that he was saying that came from his last, the last edition of the World's Technology Podcast. I'd sent him an email suggesting that he look into a new product called the Embrace, which is a kind of specially heated sleeping bag, or very small sleeping bag, to be used in various third world countries where access to hospitals and maternity hospitals is not easy, and where they need incubators for low birth weight babies. So Clark ran a piece on the Embrace in the most recent edition of the World's Technology Podcast. That was Tech Podcast number 260, and he was kind enough to give me a plug and lead into Saint Motel and their song Pity Party. Saint Motel, I'm pretty sure they're from California. Indeed, they're from LA. And you can find them on MySpace at myspace.com/Saint Motel, and their website is saintmotel.com. They're an unsigned, I think quite intelligent, guitar-based band. Apparently a lot of raw energy in their performances. They are on tour at the moment in... 13th of October they'll be in Omaha in Nebraska, then in Minneapolis, and then they're doing a few dates later on in October in New York, and then going back to California. Don't seem to be doing any other parts of the world at the moment. That's that. Let's just see. Before we move on, might as well, just going to tell you a bit about the week. I was off ill on Monday last week. I recorded the podcast last weekend feeling slightly coldy, but not too bad. But Monday morning I felt really quite grotty when I got up, put my suit on to go to work, got downstairs, sat in the car and started shivering, and I thought this is not a good sign, so I stayed in and just rested. One of the things I did was I went through my backlog of artists sent to me by musicsubmit.com. I had about 35 artists, and what I normally do is I keep a batch of them, not as many as that, and I go through, and I suspect about one in five I keep, and therefore about four in five I reject. And I came across the most fantastic artist. Now, I'm not going to play this artist today, but fingers crossed, an artist I've not heard before. I've got two albums, I've downloaded them both, bought them both, which is what I want you to do, of course, if you like the music you hear, and start an email conversation, and hopefully I'm having a Skype conversation tomorrow evening, which will be recorded, and so what you will hear is me in conversation with this artist, interspersed by, or the conversation being in between, a number of this artist's songs. I was completely blown away with this artist. Normally when I... had these, what I call the conversation podcasts, it's with someone I've played a number of times, and that over a period of months, years even, I've become familiar and comfortable with the artist and their music, and developed a bit of a relationship in email conversation over a period of time. But as I say, this artist completely knocked me out. So hopefully things will go well with the Skype conversation tomorrow, be able to record that and be able to bring you some wonderful songs. Wonderful songs, quite unlike this one, by Israel Darling. Israel Darling is a band from Western North Carolina, where Jacob Darden comes from. And he's been playing music, since a young age, and has started his own band, recorded a number of tracks along with his friend Isaac Crouch for what would become the band Israel Darling's debut record, Dinosaur Bones and Mechanical Hands. You can find Israel Darling at myspace.com/Israel Darling, and also at engine room recordings.com. It's a very interesting song. It's one I've had around for a little while, but it's really grown on me. So the band is Israel Darling, and this song is Samson the Mason.
Tell my mother when I'm gone, I love thee. Sorry that your son turned out to be nothing more than a liar and a thief. A drug addict with crooked teeth. Hey!
got drunk in my garden, planted a seed, but the improper tools and timing led myself to believe.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed that last track, which I regard as completely unclassifiable. I'm sure someone will be able to classify it for me. If so, please send me an email or log in a comment on the show notes at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. That was Guru Rabbi Teacher by Secret Archives of the Vatican. Secret Archives of the Vatican, band led by Vince Millett, who I met when we had our pod crawl back in April or May, and hopefully I'll be meeting Vince again before long. In about 6 weeks' time, we're having the next pod crawl. Now, pod crawl is an event that involves podcasters and beer, quite a lot of beer. They were very proud of the fact that they drank a pub dry of beer, the pub being the Pillars of Hercules in Soho in London, and the beer being Adnams, was it Bombardier? Something like that. No, they were all very proud of that achievement. And Vince very kindly gave me a copy of Secret Archives of the Vatican's CD, Babylon Halt. Now, let me just read from their website on www.brokendrumrecords.com. It was a dark and stormy night. Well, more like a few years, actually, as rock music sank into dull predictability and forgot that its initial purpose was for dancing. A relentless desire for some new nameless music that had passion yet wasn't moronic or mass-produced refused to go away. We weren't dead yet. It was too soon to turn square. Secret Archives of the Vatican was born from the simultaneous discovery of the power of the groove and the existence of 1,000 musical genres from all over the planet, which had been hidden from us by the unimaginative accountants who run the music business. We found ourselves taking drum and bass, dub, trip-hop, tango, flavours of Indian, Turkish, Turkish and Arabian traditional music and more, and mixing them up in our mighty Broken Drum studio and creating something uniquely ours. Well, do go along, check out. If you go to brokendrumrecords.com, which I recommend you to do, you'll see, as well as shops and things, there's a downloads page. And there are a good number of tracks, a very good number of tracks, that have been made available for download, some by Secret Archives of the Vatican, some by side projects, and one or two by, I think, other artists. And yeah, I can really, really recommend that, and I'm looking forward to meeting Vince again. I know that Secret Archives of the Vatican do their own podcast, and I think it's probably on the homepage that you can see the link to their podcast. Yes, it is. Now they're on the 12th episode of their podcast, which I hear is very good. And I'm sorry, Vince, I've yet to listen, but I shall make up for that failing very shortly. Total change of gears, complete change of gears. The Crush, band from Anaheim in California, sort of very punky, really, female fronted guitar led punky band. I think they've only at the moment got demos out, and this song that I'm going to play, Ready to Fire, is one that I played quite a long time ago on Electrical Language. It just sort of popped up, with the iPod on shuffle, and was screaming at me, play me again. So here it is. I want to tell you where you can find them if you want to. You can find their website at thecrushrocks.com. Oh, I like that, Crush Rocks. www.thecrushrocks.com and myspace.com/thecrushoc. Do check them out. Anyway, here it is, Ready to Fire.
My hand filled with ammunition, ready to fire.
And isn't it funny how time flies? I'm afraid I've left myself very tight. I've got one more song to fit in before the ending music, and I hand back to whatever is next on Pulse FM. So yeah, thank you very much for listening and checking out Electrical Language number 184. We're going to stay in California for the last band. Again, a band I've played before from San Francisco. They're called Finest Dearest. And let's just tell you about the band. Steve plays the drums, Carly sings, Josh and Christine play guitar, and AJ plays bass, and they sound like three diamonds and two hearts. They've been described as being fun and grungy. This is a really energetic song that I'm going to play called Making a Sound 2. I don't know why it's Making a Sound 2, because I haven't seen any sign of there being a Making a Sound 1. But again, it's a song I've played before. I seem to remember it. It was in podcast number 97, which in the days when I gave podcasts names was Music from the Bay, because that was a podcast full of songs from San Francisco area. One of my listeners tells me that is one of his favourite podcasts, so do please go back and check that one out. Anyway, hopefully tomorrow I'm having a conversation with this artist that I'll record and bring that conversation to you next week in Electrical Language number 185. But as I say, I want to thank all the artists who've made their music available, and thank you all for listening and downloading. And we're going to go out with Finest Dearest, Making a Sound 2.
Harder and harder and harder.
So that's it. That's it, the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you if you've downloaded. Thank you if you've listened on Pulse 98.4 FM. Goodbye.